Welcome to the Best Life Show, where we explore how little changes can make a big difference over time. It's not about perfection. It's about growing, learning, and the journey to live a little better.
We interview experts, authors, doctors, and coaches, and talk about the topics that are important to you. And we invite you to join in the conversation to share your stories, questions, and ideas. Our mission is to leave you with one small nugget that's simple, easy to add to your routine, and can have a profound impact on your life over time.
If you want to be healthy, strong, happy, and live your best life, then you found the right place.
Today, all about Reiki, and we are thrilled to have a Reiki expert with us to help us understand what it is and how learning more about it is something that can help us live a better life and a stress-free life, I guess. And I've got my co-host, Jessica Bailey, with me here. Hi, Jessica. How are you?
Hi. I'm so glad we are not outside. It is so cold out.
Yes. That would be the only thing that would make this even more challenging if we were...
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine?
I think we've had our dose of challenges for today.
Oh my goodness, I'm telling you. Well, it's good. At least we're on, and I hope some folks out there are still with us. They may be. You never know. So today we're honored to have Jessica Sarter with us on the show. I got two Jessicas, so we're going to have to be careful about how we do this. It's like two roses and a thorn. But Jessica is an ICF certified life coach and a Reiki master teacher, and she believes in combining holistic practice with a realistic lifestyle. She is interested in helping people build their own path and is constantly seeking new knowledge to help her clients on their journey. This says that she is a bodhisattva in the high heels, so I'll have to have her explain what that means, but she's a healer and a career woman, and we are really happy to welcome her to the show. Hi, Jessica Sarter. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Yes. Well, thanks for being here and finally getting in through all this technical difficulty that we've got going on.
It keeps things exciting, so it's fine.
It does. That's okay. Right.
A little adrenaline never hurt.
It's not going to get boring. That's right. So can you tell us a little bit about Reiki and maybe how you came to be so involved with it?
Reiki is a subtle and spiritual healing practice. It helps your body to find its balance. It's a gentle and non-invasive method of energy transfer. I first came across it over 10 years ago. I had a friend who did energy work, and I was having some problems physically at the time. And he just, you know, said this was something he did. And, you know, something I just never even knew about him. And he placed his hands kind of over my stomach and started working. You know, I just felt all these sensations, and it was just this very powerful moment for me. Completely unexpected. You know, wasn't seeking it. I wasn't against the idea, but I wasn't, you know, somebody who was seeking that kind of healing either. So once that happened, it was just very eye-opening for me, and it just opened up this whole new world, and I just wanted to learn more.
So it sounds like Reiki kind of found you.
Yeah, you're right.
So Jessica, what is a typical Reiki session like?
Typically what happens is I meet with the client. I usually do most of my work in healing centers. So generally we'll go to a room, there's a massage table, and I'll have the client come in. You lay down on the table on your back. The client's fully clothed, you take your shoes off. And one of the first things I do is take a few deep breaths with the client, which is something I was thinking might actually be good for us.
We could have done
right
that.
Now. Yes. and what I do initially is ask the client a little bit about what brings them there. You know, what are you seeking? And not so much because I know that I can fix that problem, or that Reiki is going to address that issue. But I do believe that when we say something we want help with, just the simple act of vocalizing it alone sets in motion your path to healing and your intention and your wish to find that that healing. So the client lays down. We discuss a little bit about why they're there. And then close your eyes. And I'll begin by putting my hands over your head. And then I move them in a series of positions down through the body, from the head, usually over the eyes, by your throat, upper chest, stomach, lower abdomen, hips, knees, feet. And then if it's comfortable for the client, you can lay on your stomach and I'll work on your back. Sessions don't always have to happen on a massage table. You know, I've worked with people in wheelchairs. So, I mean, you can be sitting down. It's completely fine. Or sometimes I'm just in a friend's kitchen and, you know, we're on the bar stool. So it's but ideally it's nice to be able to lay down because people often fall asleep.
Nice.
Well, I got to say that you sold me when you told me I could come into a room, take off my shoes and lie down. That sounds fabulous.
It does sound pretty good. So is this something that is something that works with Western and traditional medicine, or is it something that you do kind of on your own?
No, it's actually, you know, both ways. You know, I've worked with people who are in chemotherapy and, you know, going through various other issues, and always advise, you know, that you get medical attention. Mm-hmm. But Reiki can be great as something to supplement that. Especially, let's say, for example, cancer patients, when you're going through something like chemotherapy that does drain you and does, you know, still cause other kinds of pain, it's a nice way to help offset that and to also help you relax and take care of yourself in a different way.
Nice. It's kind of more of a holistic approach.
Exactly. Exactly. But it should never be a substitute for real, you know, for medical. Yeah, absolutely not.
So along those lines, when would someone consider trying a Reiki session?
Honestly, I take this theory with anything. I don't think that you have to wait till you have a problem to have a Reiki session. Mm-hmm. If you're feeling good, it's like going to get a massage. I mean, there's just really never a bad time for it. It's great to get one if your neck is hurting, but it's even better to get one when you're not feeling any pain and you can just go and enjoy it and not have a goal-oriented approach. The great thing about Reiki is that it helps your body facilitate its own healing abilities. So you can do that, you know, at any time. You don't have to have a current issue going on to want to take care of yourself.
Sounds great. Sounds like something that I need now.
Or at least 15 minutes ago.
Right.
So is this something that you can learn to do yourself, or is it something that you really need to go to a, you know, Reiki master to have done?
This is something you do. You learn it from a teacher. Reiki, though, everybody can learn it. There's nothing, as much as I like to think I'm special, there's nothing special about me or anybody else. It's something we can all do. But yes, you do. You learn it from a teacher. The actual process and the initiation that kind of helps facilitate that in you and teaches you then how to work with other people as far as helping them heal.
Yeah, okay.
And how long have you been practicing it?
I guess, gosh, I can't believe I'm this old. I mean, it has to be about 13 years. It's just crazy when you realize that, but yeah.
Yeah, time has a way of creeping up on you. It's
unfortunate. I want to say like 5 years, but I'm not, you know, not 19.
Right.
Yeah, you know? So for quite a while.
So are there parts of this that are almost kind of meditative or something that you would do on a regular basis, kind of get into a practice with?
That's a very good question. Because Reiki, I do often compare to meditation, just because it has those same kind of very personal effects for different people. And it is something you can practice on your own. Once you learn Reiki, and you don't even have to become a Reiki master, but you learn the first level of Reiki is actually to teach you to give Reiki to yourself. And that is something you can do every day. And for Reiki practitioners, or really anybody who works in the healing industry, It's a great thing to do every day, just like meditation, because it's a way of taking care of yourself and getting back in touch with yourself and giving back to yourself, which is very important for anybody who spends time taking care of other people.
Mm. So how long should you spend like practicing Reiki on your own?
On my own? I guess about like 30 minutes would probably be, you know, the ideal. I mean, there are times that I can, you know, get into like an hour and a half or something, but that's kind of like meditating. Sometimes you have that full Sunday where you can just you know, light the incense and get into it. And then there's those mornings where you lay in bed and say, okay, let me just do 20 minutes that I at least give to myself. And it's kind of the same thing with Reiki.
What's the most amazing thing that you have seen happen as you have practiced this, either with yourself or helping other people?
Oh, wow. Well, I guess probably the most bare thing is to speak of myself. For me, I think, on the receiving end, I'm trying to decide as a practitioner on the receiving end, but on the receiving end, some of the internal experiences I've had during Reiki sessions have been, I've had sensations of actual, I don't know how to say it, things like leaving my body. You know, it's like actually like feeling as if something was being taken out of my body. That sounds kind of cryptic, but it's actually a very beautiful feeling. You might, a good metaphor would just be a literal weight maybe being lifted out. And which was a very similar experience to which is what brought me to Reiki, was I had a feeling like that. And, you know, it's one thing to say it or imagine it, but if you ever actually had that feeling, and then just these feelings of warmth and, I don't know, it almost feels like water running all the way through your body. It's just it's beautiful. I don't know how it sounds, but it feels amazing. Mm. And everybody has different experiences, but that's not completely unheard of.
So Jessica, it sounds like this is really intimate. And how do you deal with having a client who's experiencing these things and you as a practitioner are not? How do you allow their emotions to come out and not be embarrassed by them?
I think it's, you know, about making your clients feel comfortable from the start and letting them know that they're in a place that I'm not there to judge them, and I'm not there to, you know, nobody should feel embarrassed. I mean, what I'm there to do is help you. And for me, when I'm working with people, you know, I've seen people burst out into tears, you know, and not often, but it's happened, you know, and I've seen people fall asleep and start snoring in their sleep, and then they wake up and they're embarrassed, you know, and it's just, it's a beautiful thing. And it's actually good for me to witness this happening to people, but I also, by not actually experiencing it, it allows me to kind of be an anchor for them as they go through this, maybe an emotional journey for some at times.
If somebody wanted to learn more about this, can they visit you on your site and learn more about how Reiki works and, you know, where they can experience a session, that kind of thing?
Absolutely. Yes, you could check out my site, which is getbalancedandcentered.com. And, you know, there are multiple sites, you know, online that you could check out and find information on as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I found a couple of things on YouTube. I think I had mentioned to you I had a... I just try to de-stress, you know, because you can see how this happens to me with technology. I need a little of that Reiki.
Now, so Jessica, it's fantastic advice. I am enthused by your enthusiasm, and I want to learn more.
Wow, that is wonderful. And I'm, unfortunately, Steve, because I know you're in a different state, but Jessica, who lives right across the river from me, is certainly welcome on any weekend to get a complimentary hour-long Reiki session with me in Williamsburg. I would be happy to see you there. I know that you were just over here, so I know it's doable.
I'm going to take you up on that offer. That sounds fabulous.
So. Yeah, I thought that'd be great. And then she can tell you all about it, Steve.
Yeah, and I could, I mean, after a short 16-hour drive, I could do it too. That's awesome. So, Jessica, we like to leave the audience whenever we can. We like to leave them with one just small thing that they could do to make a change in their life that over time could have a pretty significant impact. Anything from you in the Reiki, from the Reiki realm that we could share?
Sure. You know, obviously, because not everybody does Reiki, but what Reiki does for you as an individual is also helps you get in touch with yourself. And I think that's one of the most amazing things that I've also seen happen for me, is that it's taught me to check in with myself. And I think that's important for everybody to do, whether you check in on your bicycle or giving yourself Reiki or on a yoga mat, wherever that is. If you can at least give yourself 5 minutes a day that you check in with yourself, I definitely believe that's something that you just start building on more and more as you see the results from it.
That's great. Yeah, you know, a lot of times we give time to other things in our life and we forget to give time to us, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you, Jessica, for sharing so much about Reiki with us today. And I know that I have a few things to work on. And so I will be calling you.
Wonderful.
Great. I can't wait. I'm very, very excited about this.
That's fantastic.
So our next show is January 21st. And that is a Wednesday, not a Friday. It's a Wednesday. And it's at 8 p.m. with Dr. Kathy Gruber.
Nice.
And we'll talk to her about stress and how it affects our everyday life.
Perfect. And
I know.
We've got plenty of time to work out all the technical details before the 21st.
Great. So we have a lot of things to do.
Oh, man.
So be sure to follow us on social media and never miss a live event or a show. Go to bestlifeshow.com/follow and connect with us on your favorite social network.
Excellent.
And while you're there, don't forget to sign up for our free newsletter.
What? It's free?
I repeat, it's free. It's a free newsletter.
Who decided that?
I know. I think you did.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So thank you for being here with us tonight. If you're watching live, and if you're not watching live, thank you for watching. I appreciate that you are being a part of this show. It's all because of you.
That's right. And Jessica Sarter, thank you so much. Appreciate your persistence in getting online with us today.
Thank you for having me. It was great talking to you both. I appreciate your interest.
It was fun.
Yeah, well, so this was great. And Steve, I'm very, very appreciative that you were working with me, trying to figure out why we couldn't connect. And I appreciate everyone being here with us tonight. Thank you, Jessica.
Thank you.
It was a lot of fun. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for living your best life.
Bye-bye.